Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Yes, my name is Michael McNitt, and I'm doing a buildup of the DeLorean. So a while back, I talked to one of your representatives about a crystal cage box that you guys mailed to me. Back when you guys had promoted this thing late November or December sometime, I got an email from you guys stating that you guys were going to mail it out. And so I called back and said, you know what, I don't need it right now because I'm not even, you know, a quarter way through the build yet, and I don't see no need for it. And then during that time, you guys had been having some issues with the sending the kits out from the manufacturer or whatever the problem was. So then it got sent to me back in April 29th to me, and I called him and talked to him about it. And so then I got an email from one of your service supervisors stating that I would have to come up with the day that I called about sending it back in order to confirm a shipping charge back, because reluctantly, whether I send it back UPS or USPS, it's going to cost me about $90 to send it back. Now, I've come up with five dates that I called you guys on, so I'm not sure which one of them that I talked to you about.
Yes, but we wouldn't be able to provide you with $90 to pay for shipping for you to send something back. That's not something that we would be able to do. That's cost. That $90 is more than the cost of the crystal case itself. And had you given us a call to request to not receive the crystal case, we would have skipped the shipment for you, and it would not have been mailed out.
Well, see, that's funny because, see, when you guys promoted this thing, I think it was around when you guys sent me an email back in November, I called you guys and told them not to send it. So then April 28th
it wouldn't have been able
comes around, and I get an email stating you guys are sending it, and then it was on its way, and it was already too late. And it's like, of course, that was like 4 months later after the fact. So then they told me to come up with the time I called and see if they can find out on that call to find out if they did, if I did make that call and talk to you guys, and you guys would send me a shipping label back.
Oh, okay. I understand. Well, I mean, I can escalate a request, but I mean, if you had called us to request to skip the shipment of the crystal case, we would have not sent that to you. It would have been skipped. So that would have indicated to the computer system, you know, not to send it, and it would not have been sent. It would just would have been skipped over. It wouldn't have even been looked at by the computer system again once it's in the skipped status.
Okay, here's an interesting, odd thing that happened. You guys were – now, this happened this month, and recently – and I recently just got it. I received a – kit from you guys from the DeLorean, and it was kit number 14, okay? And it was sent out to me let me see here, part 14. I've got a ship to my date, and it's got a 413 on the top of the paperwork according to when it was sent out. And and I received, hold on here, I just had it here a minute ago. And I received kits 11, 12, 13, 14 back in July of last year. And yet you send me another kit, additional kit, just by itself, number 14, according to your computer or your records or whatever, must have been a glitch in your system, and you sent me 14 when I already have it and installed it on my car already.
Okay, well, I'm not sure why that was sent out. But I do see a note on the ledger notes indicating that, yeah, customer service, one of the representatives sent you an email requesting that you please provide the date you called to, so that we can, the phone number that you called from and the date that the call occurred, so they can pull the call to listen to the call where you spoke with a customer service rep and requested to skip the crystal case for the DeLorean. So if you have that information, I can definitely escalate it so it can be looked at. So that call can be pulled.
I'll give you five dates and times, and you can look at it. The one that stands out the most would be 12/9 because it was for 14 minutes. So that may be the one, but I do have three dates in November, the time, and I have two dates in December with the time.
Okay, and I must ask, can you confirm the name associated with the account?
Michael McNitt.
And the address?
421. Kale Court, Bakersfield, California, 93308.
And then finally, the email address.
Timefighter@att.net.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm sure you're going to want the phone number, too.
Well, not yet.
That was associated with the call that I made, though. That's the thing that you'll
need. Not yet. I'm not ready for that yet. I apologize. I'm creating the escalation. And I thank you for your patience.
Not a problem.
Okay, so what are the dates that you called on?
11/18, 2:20 California time.
Okay, at 2:20 p.m.
Mountain time, we want to call it, because you guys are almost back east somewhere.
But if you're in California, you're on Pacific time, right? Or are you on Mountain time?
Pacific.
Okay. Okay, 11/18 at 2:20 p.m. Pacific. And so are all of the calls going to be from the same phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what would be the next, time and date, date and time?
Yeah. 11/20. I made a couple of calls there at 7:53 to 8:01
PM or AM?
AM.
Okay. Okay, at 7:53, did you call? So you said you made a couple of calls, one at 7:53 and one at 8:01?
7:53 and 8:01. You'll probably catch two or three of them. There was like three calls, but they were between 7:53 and 8:01. I think I tried to get through, maybe dialed wrong, and then came back and called again.
Okay, and then the next date
the
and
next
time?
The next date is 11:26 at 10:47 a.m.
Okay.
12:09 at 2:56 Pacific time, p.m. Pacific time.
Yes, sir.
And 12:23 at 2:21 p.m. Pacific time.
At 2:21 p.m. Okay.
Pacific time.
Let's see here. And what phone number did you call from?
661-703-2804.
661-703-2804. Okay.
Correct.
All righty. Let's see here. And it won't be too much longer now. Okay, I have sent that information over to our escalations team, and I have requested that you please be contacted via an email to be provided with an update pertaining to the status of the escalation and your request to please be provided with a return label.
Correct.
All right, and outside of that, was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
Is there any reason you couldn't start sending me the kits that start with like 28, 29, 30, 31 and continue on so I can start building?
Okay, so when I pulled up your account for the DeLorean buildup for the regular shipments, the first thing that came up says, please note the next shipment has been delayed because the magazine for build-up kit 28 is out of stock.
Mm.
I apologize, sir.
So you can't send me the other kits, huh?
No, unfortunately. We can't skip anything. So if we skip something, then the computer doesn't see it as being something that needs to be ordered for inventory replenishment.
Okay, it is what it is. I just waiting patiently on this thing, and it's like, you know, really kind of bumming me out in a way because of the holdup and everything.
Oh, I understand that, absolutely. Well, was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, that'll be it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I would ask that hold... thank you. Please hold for a short one-question survey after this call.
Bye.
Bye-bye.